Grace, mercy, and peace are now yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning I would like us to use our imaginations. That's right, it's a Sunday to imagine. I think we need to do more of this imagining, grounded in God's Word for sure, but imagining about how awesome God's love and life and reality is for us. We don't think about, imagine enough, the beauty of God's plan and purpose for us. Last week, Pastor James reminded us how God's Word shows that our eternal life is just that. It's eternal. And I love the analogy he used, that big rope. It just kept going forever and ever. And the analogy that the little piece of white tape at the end is like our life here. And we put so much time into that little piece of white tape when really our life is eternal. God created us to be eternal beings. And it's not just eternal, it's a physical eternity. Today, we see another marvelous truth about our eternal physical life. And that is that there is nothing bad in eternity. Nothing. Imagine that. The scriptures say today, nothing unclean will ever enter it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it. Nor anyone who does anything detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book. Imagine for a moment with me a reality where there is nothing bad. No sickness. No hospitals, no more medications, no broken bones, no torn ligaments, no surgeries, no procedures, no fighting, no killing, no bad grades, no being demoted, no unemployment, no divorce, no being late, no boredom, no laziness, no being too tired, no worry, no anger, no eating too much, no not having enough. No too loud, no too soft, no too cold, no too hot, no mosquito bites, no helicopters you got to sweep up all over their backyard and a pollen that makes a mess. They land just perfectly in the right spots. No Chicago Cubs or Chicago Blackhawks. Just kidding, Doug White. He's a big fan. No wishing I had this or that, ever again. Imagine, take some time and just imagine a place where there's nothing bad forever. Now, I'd like you to imagine for a moment that there's no heaven. No eternal, physical, bodily resurrection with nothing bad in it at all. After all that great work we just did, imagine there is no such place. Imagine that death is the end of life, and it's the end of your reality. All right, go. Imagine. No, stop. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to imagine that there's no heaven? Our time on earth, think about it, would be spent, even a good life, trying to make somebody else's life better just so they could die. And our life would be used to somehow make a next generation's life a little longer just so they could die. Our ultimate purpose would be plant fertilizer. That would be it. Death would be a final goodbye. I don't know about you, but I don't like to imagine that. I don't like to begin to imagine there's no heaven. That's not a good thought for me. That's a nightmare. A nightmare to me, though, was a number one hit. A number one hit some 45 years ago. Imagine, there's no heaven. That's how John Lennon's song began. And it wasn't just a song he wrote and sang. It was his theology. And it's the theology of a lot of people who live in your and my world today. Imagining there's no heaven. Then everything will be right? Everything will be peaceful. Imagine there's no heaven, John Lennon sang. It's not hard to do. nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace because they imagined there was no heaven. Now, John Lennon was not against believing in a God, he later stated, just believing in a God that's too big, bigger than everybody else's God. So Lennon believed that if you all just imagine not believing in something that's too big or too great or anyone who's too big or too great, then we'd all get along better and we'd live in true world peace. When you think about it, you may sort of laugh at that. But imagine there's no heaven. This song, My Nightmare, has been lauded as one of the top three greatest and most influential songs in the history of the world. It's won all kinds of awards and accolades. It's played before the New Year's celebration in Times Square each year as a hope to bring world peace by imagining there's no heaven. It was played at the start of the 2012 Olympic Games. It is seen as the manifesto of world peace, of new hope progress. Rolling Stone described its lyrics as 22 lines of grace-filled, plain-spoken faith. Grace-filled, plain-spoken faith in the power of the world, united in one purpose, to repair and change itself. And that's the problem. It's an aesthetically beautiful song. Nobody can doubt that. And it's sung by one of the Beatles, come on, who can't like that? John Lennon. But its basic theology is a hope in the world, a hope in the human race to fix itself, a hope in brokenness to just get it right by imagining there's no heaven. The problem with John Lennon's theology was not that he wanted peace. It was not that he pointed out that there's killings done by governments, and even religions. That wasn't the problem. He was right. Even Christians do terrible things. He had a point. The problem with John Lennon's theology, though, is that he trusted in the world and in the human race to fix itself. And in 1980, John Lennon, the one who imagined a hope in the world and in this human race to fix itself, the man who wrote this beautiful song, who wanted to inspire everybody to a world peace, he himself was tragically shot and killed. The problem with John Lennon's theology is simply he did not trust in or know a good God. To him, all gods were the same. All religions were the same, and that's why he wanted to imagine that there weren't any. All religions and all gods were just man-made human traditions. And for Lennon, it was wrong to simply kill out of defending people's possessions and human man-made traditions. And I would agree with Lennon on that, and I think Jesus would too. And here lies in the tragedy, though, that John Lennon and so many others in our worlds today, the John Lennons of today, they misunderstand Jesus, who Jesus really is. John Lennon didn't know the true Jesus. He knew of Jesus, but he didn't know the true Jesus. He didn't know the good Jesus. He just saw Jesus as another man-made religion. But Jesus is not just some religion. Jesus is not like the rest of the man-made systems of belief. He did not come into this world to give us a new set of rules, a new philosophy to live by, so that we can sit on some cloud one day for eternity and play a harp and eat grapes. Jesus came to do what John Lennon wanted. He came to save the world from violence and hatred and murder. Jesus came to save all people, all nations. All nations. That's what John Lennon wanted. All nations living in peace. Jesus came to do that. He came to save us from the root problem. The root problem, not a belief in heaven, but the root of the problem is our sin. All nations have it. All people have it. What John Lennon needed to know, what our world today needs to know, what our world today needs to imagine, is that there is a heaven, a real heaven, where there is nothing bad. A very good, perfect place where all nations will live in peace. It's a place for all nations, all races, all tongues of all time. Imagine all the people, John Lennon sang. Imagine all the people. It's just what John Lennon wanted. The book of Revelation says there's so many people that no one can count the magnitude, the multitude of the people that will gather from every tribe and race. And it's a place where there will be no more violence, no more killings, no more murders, no more guns, no more tanks, no more battleships, no more clubs or spears or swords. In fact, the Old Testament has three different prophets that prophesy the exact same words. They go like this. All nations will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Imagine all the people living in life in peace, just the way John Lennon wanted it. What John Lennon needed to know, what the world today needs to know, what they need to imagine is there is a real heaven, and there's nothing bad in that place for all eternity. Because there is one really big, bigger than any God, one true God, very real, very good, perfect God who lives in the midst of this heaven. And the reason you and I know that he's a very good God, he's not like the rest of the gods that the other worlds, other nations worship, is because he came to live in our midst. He came to live in our midst, and he came to die for us. No other God has done that. He came to die to be a sacrifice for our sin, the root problem that causes all the bad things in the world to happen. Imagine all the people living in peace because they have no sin. That's heaven. Imagine all the people living in peace because they're perfect. They will never think about taking somebody's possessions again. They'll never be jealous. They'll never be angry. They will always, always be perfect. Because a perfect God lives in their midst. And a perfect God died for them and cleansed them and took away their sin. What John Lennon needed to know was not that Jesus came to teach a new way, but that Jesus was the way to this new and perfect life. Jesus came to become one of us and to live among us in real history. And Jesus suffered the same murder that John Lennon suffered. He died a murderous death so that he could fix the problem, pay for the sins. His death wasn't just a, oh man, that's deep. But his death was a, wow, that is deep. God died for me to pay for my sins. Everybody's sins. His resurrection conquered our death. Everybody's death. And now all who believe in this very good, perfect God will live in a very good, perfect, eternal, physical paradise forever. And it's the only truth that crosses the boundaries of every nation, tribe, and race for the history of the world. There will be Canaanites in heaven. There will be Egyptians in heaven. Be Chinese, there'll be Africans, Americans, there'll be every tribe and race in heaven. Because Jesus is the only one who has fixed the problem. He's the only God who has died for humanity. Your God, Jesus, wants you to imagine. Imagine how deep his love is for you, and imagine that there is a heaven as his word promises. A perfect heaven that will never end. Imagine. Now, your same God would like you to imagine yourself telling the John Lennons of your world about this good heaven. Because there are a lot of people out there still imagining there's no heaven. And that imagination is leading to a lot of bad stuff. And the only thing that can fix it is Jesus. As you continue to imagine about this beautiful, perfect heaven for you and your family, begin to consider the people who you know who don't imagine this perfect heaven. Imagine what their life is when they go to bed. Maybe it's held high on hopes of getting a job promotion. Maybe it's held high on hopes of maybe getting a cure for their cancer so they can live for another 10 or 15 years and then die. Imagine all the people that you know, begin to put those names and faces, who are going to bed every night not knowing there's a perfect heaven. And it's theirs through a perfect Jesus. They don't have to do anything to earn it, but they don't know that. Because they don't know a good Jesus yet. They know about the Christian faith. They know about Jesus, like John Lennon did. But they don't know he's good and good for them. And Jesus has called you to go tell them. And it can be a scary thing to think about that. But you have a number one hit to share with them. And you may be the person that God is sending to them. Don't wait to talk to them about it. Help them to imagine the perfection of heaven. The real, eternal, physical, nothing bad in it, perfect heaven. These people may be living under your roof. You may know that. They may be living next door to you. They may be working next to you in the cubicle. Their life may be perfect in their minds, or it may be falling apart. But you do not need a vicarage assignment or to be ordained to be a pastor to go tell them about this perfect Jesus and this perfect heaven. To get them to start imagining about a world where they wake up, where they don't have to work, where they don't have to worry. Tell them that you know without a doubt that there is a perfect heaven, a real heaven, because there's a perfect God who showed his perfect love in Jesus. Just point them to Jesus, a real and good Jesus. Tell them about Jesus, and Jesus is going to take care of the rest. Trust me. Imagine all the people who will one day gather in that perfect heaven, all because a perfect God used you to tell them about Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.